This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
I'm Jason.
I'm Diggs.
I make software, music, and podcasts.
I connect people, personally and professionally, and I like talking with Jason.
This is the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast.
Five conversations.
Five random topics.
5 minutes each.
When we hear this sound,
we move on to the next topic. Next.
On every episode, we invite a very special guest to join us. And the special guest on today's episode of 5x5, Kayla Lang. Kayla, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Yeah. You're new to the Candy Factory. Well, welcome, first of all.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah. I joined the Candy Factory at the beginning of January. Wow. I'm brand spanking new.
There you go.
Yeah. I moved here from Oregon at like late November.
Okay.
Yeah, glad to be back out here. I joined the Candy Factory to have a like little cooperative space that I could work on my scripts and get some alone time. That was also like kind of the vibe.
Scripts?
Scripts. Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
I write some scripts.
Script writer?
I'm a script writer. I write TV pilots. Okay. And they're mostly comedy, sometimes dramedies. They're about the same to me, I think. Yeah. And then I also, I work in town as a bike mechanic.
Fantastic.
And Hush Money Bikes right around the...
Yeah, literally right around the corner.
Right around the corner. And I'm also a brand manager for an online cycling company.
Wow.
Is there something you don't do?
I cannot fly. I wish I could. I cannot handle social situations as gently as other people can.
That probably makes for good script writing.
Yes, it does. Let me tell you. Mm. All the insane scenarios you get into, you get better at listening to people than you do talking to them. So this is wild to be invited to this.
It's fantastic. Well,
I love it. Yeah.
Glad to have you here. Diggs, my friend. Always a pleasure to see you.
You as well.
So we are talking about the Candy Factory. I'll bet you don't know whether or not we make candy.
I didn't. Coming in, I was very much so expecting there to be like a wall of candy.
Right.
And it was like some of what drew me to the candy
was
factory.
The candy.
I was like, I could sit down, have a bowl of candy, and just like work away on the script. And there would be like a wall that I could go to and just pull them down because I am
it's a great
hopelessly
idea.
You
addicted
can have
to candy.
A bowl of cereal.
We do have a cereal
bowl. There's a
bar.
Cereal bowl. But
Diggs, how am I just not finding out about the cereal?
Well, now you know, too.
That's it. We do have a cereal bar here at the Candy Factory. Candy Factory is a co-working and social club located right here in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Community membership started at $100 a month. That's cheap.
That's pretty good.
That is
it
cheap.
It is for what all you provide, for sure.
$100 bucks a month, that gets you in the door anytime the doors are open. That's Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, Friday, 8 to 5. But you know what? I say Friday, 8 to 5, but happy hour is every Friday at 4.
Yeah. So
and we always hang out a little
later. Get done with work at 4.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And then Saturday mornings, 9 to 12. It's a great deal. You can check out the media studio. You go to Coworking in Lancaster, which is a link that will be right over there. Coworkinginlancaster.com. Schedule a tour.
Subscribe.
Yes.
Do all the things you do when you're on the internet, because you probably are when you're watching this. Or listening.
This is true.
In any event, if you're new to the program, my iPad, his name is Frank. He's going to dish up 5 random topics. We're going to talk about each one for 5 minutes. Going to hear a little jingle, and we're going to move on. You guys ready? Feeling loose. All right. This is episode 58.
Feeling nervous.
Whoa.
58.
You got this. You got
of the Candy Factory 5x5
Thank
podcast. You. Frank, first topic, please. Bedtime routine. Oh, wow. Let's go to Kayla.
I have such a strong reaction because I try so hopelessly to create a bedtime routine, and it just never works
can't
out.
Can't get there.
So what's the ideal? What's the ideal?
Yeah, let's do this. Let's start with what it is, and then let's go to the ideal, and we'll identify the gap, and we can help you.
Oh, no.
This is consulting.
Ooh, yeah. For free.
Oh, man, thank God.
You're welcome.
This is great. Man, I come here for advice and everything. Okay, back to it. My routine is, I'll eat dinner. I'll sit down for a really, really long time.
Okay. Mm.
Can't say that I'd be watching TV or like really doing much of anything.
Okay.
Like I just kind of stare. I'm kidding.
After dinner.
I'm kidding. No, I'll hang out with my dogs, play around with them, and then as soon as I get tired, I'll just go and pass out.
That's
it. Like it's time to go to bed. I'll brush my teeth every night before bed.
Well, good.
That's a given.
Fair.
So wait, are you're tired? You're done with the dogs. You got tired.
I've exhausted myself.
And you make your way to the bathroom to brush the teeth, mm-hmm. or do you go to bed and go shit, and then go back to the bath? Like, how does that work?
Sometimes it's shit.
Okay.
But usually it's like I make it to the bathroom.
You're
first.
Like, I'm exhausted, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna.
I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, I know I need to get to the bathroom first for the pearly whites, and then I'm heading to the bed.
Yeah.
And then it's just you walk in and it's just straight down on the just. Poof, you're out.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the ideal? Where would you like to go with this?
Ideal. People tell me about skincare routine.
Oh.
I don't do that. it is a process from the sounds of it.
I've heard too.
I would like to have tea, you know, to like bring yourself down.
Like,
you know,
chamomile?
Like maybe have like a face mask, you know, sit down by the bed, read, you know. Very intelligent people are reading these days. I just sit there. I just go and pass out after like roughing around with my dogs. Like,
can I just suggest you file that line away for a future script? Because that was just saying.
Well, what's your routine?
Well, I was just thinking. You, I definitely no skincare stuff. Maybe I should start. I don't know. Put on a.
You look fantastic to me, Dick. I don't know.
You have great skin.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. See, I don't.
I've cultivated this over many years of not trying. So what normally happens? Usually I get home. Sometimes I just have to do some little bit of catch-up work.
Sure.
Oh, well, sorry. I should have started.
21st century.
Well, there's that. I tend to like to eat out, which I should stop because saving money would be nice. But my thing is I'd like to like catch up with friends as much as I can like after a work day. So I tend to eat out. Let's start there. Come home. Sometimes YouTube, sometimes work, sometimes, like rewatch a show or new episode of a show that I like, whatever that is. End up falling asleep on the couch a lot.
Oh, that like sounds lovely.
Well, so the
wait, do it again.
The start of Thriller. That's me.
So for people who aren't listening,
or who can't see us, yeah. Sorry.
I mean, watching.
Yes. Yeah. If you aren't listening, but you're also not watching, well, you're just shit out of luck. But yeah, he was doing the Thriller, like the hands.
What I was mimicking was falling asleep with a keyboard with a laptop on my lap.
I didn't get that.
Yeah. I'm obviously not very good at charades. So I'm just going to put that out there right now. But I fell asleep with a laptop on my lap, and I was typing.
You know what?
I saw a dog thing. I was like,
comment down below what you thought. Well, he already told you, so never mind. So I tend to be on the couch already kind of laid out anyway, because the couch I prefer is the one that's 90 degrees from the TV. So then it's just easier to be laid out already anyway. So then the natural next step is conk out. But I tend to not stay there. Sometimes I will just stay there all night because it is comfy and I already have a sheet down there, so whatever. But typically, like somewhere around 12:30, 1 o'clock, I'll end up actually going to bed.
Right.
Well, stopping at the bathroom, brush teeth, then go to bed.
It's a common thing.
Yeah. And I'm a morning showerer. I think that's probably, so like that's not part of my nighttime routine. Yeah. I just go to bed. Unless I was at tennis, then I'll shower.
So my doctor recently prescribed...
Sleep?
Tennis.
No, listen, tennis. No, he actually would. Yeah. No, he actually prescribed to me and Ann that we have to turn off our electronics at 8:30.
Who is this?
That was another thing I wanted to add to my routine.
Turning off the electronics. Like, well, my doctor can write you a prescription.
Oh, thank God.
It was literally a prescription, and it said, Ann and Jason, turn off your screens at 8:30. I don't know why I'm doing this. Like, I'm
that's how he writes it.
Yeah, I'm mixing.
Oh. It's the chicken scratch. Yeah,
So that has changed my bedtime routine. I am reading books for the first time in decades.
That's a smart guy.
I read two memoirs since November.
Which memoirs?
Well, they
Geisha?
Were some friends wrote memoirs.
Oh,
so my friend Randy B.
Cool.
Yeah, wrote a memoir, and my friend Sands Hall. We talked about Sands.
Oh, Sands, yes.
Wrote a memoir, and hers came out a few years ago, and I had it on the shelf and hadn't read it. So I read two memoirs that friends, and I'm actually reading a book right now called "Poking a Dead Frog."
Ooh.
It's about comedy writing.
I like where this is going.
Oh. Yeah, it's about comedy writing.
Why? What's the connection?
Why am I reading a book about
no,
comedy?
No, no, no. What's the dead frog connection to comedy?
Oh, it's a long story, and we're out of time. Yeah. Unfortunately, the eyes have closed on topic number one. It's time to move on to topic number two of this episode's 5x5, which is cream in coffee.
Yes.
Cream. Yeah?
Pro.
Cream and coffee.
Pro cream.
Let's just start there.
I don't have cream in the coffee because, you know, it's all that milk. It like sits around in your stomach. It goes and destroys you throughout the day. Makes other people's days really rough. I don't have cream, but I am obsessed with having oat milk in my coffee.
Oh.
Because it has like a good feeling.
So like alt cream.
Yeah, alt cream. I just have straight oat milk. And it was really annoying, like driving across the country.
Yeah.
Like getting into places like Wyoming, like in the dead center of Wyoming. And like with my Portland license plates, you know, like all my Portland stuff. And I'm like,
I'm surprised you made it.
I'll have an oat milk latte, please. And they're just looking at you like, oh my God, this person. Like you can tell they just hate me.
Yeah.
And, but man, they got to try the oat milk. And most of the time they didn't have it.
No.
I was going to be shocked.
They would say that they had soy milk for people like me.
For people
and
like me.
And I was like, I don't like soy milk.
That's rude.
I don't want almond milk. I want oat milk. Just being so, like, it's like, I felt so pretentious every time I'd ask for it.
I'm grateful that you got out.
Me too. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
The look that one of the ladies gave me. Oof.
Okay, so here, so we've basically expanded this to some sort of cream / milk alternative in coffee.
I'll allow it.
Which is judges
for the tummies. Okay.
Which is really where I think I was headed with this topic, which is how did you start? I want to hear when you first drank coffee.
Mm.
How did you start drinking coffee, and did that influence the use of alternate beverages mixed with the coffee?
Yes, and it was my mom. So my mom's order at the diner across the street, I grew up in New York City, in Brooklyn. Cool. Mom's order, diner across the street, was extra light 1.5, which meant a shit ton of cream and 1.5 scoops of sugar. But when they do the scoops, it's like they go to the bottom of the jug of sugar.
Right.
And whatever mound of sugar happens to be on it when they dump it into the cup of coffee is one scoop.
Is one. That's one.
So it was white. It was coffee. It was cream with a little coffee and sugary as all hell. And I had my first sip at like 5.
Yeah, that would look like eggnog.
On the way to school.
Like off work.
So can you imagine how I arrived at school and was just and just completely lost my mind. Now here's the thing. I actually prefer black coffee now. There was two jobs ago, we would frequently forget to buy cream for the crew egg. So I just got used to drinking black coffee, so I just do it now. But whenever I'm at that diner, I'm back in Brooklyn.
Oh.
You better believe I'm doing extra like 1.5.
You have to go back. And I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's awesome.
Because when I was a kid, all I wanted was sugary cereal.
Mm.
And then and every once in a while, you know, mom would tighten up and be like, "Now we're getting plain Cheerios." And I'd be like, shit. So I would go to the jug and go all the way to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And pull that thing up and there was so much sugar in that cereal that at the end of the cereal, when
it'd
it was
be,
just the
it'd
milk
be syrup when you put yes.
So you're just slicking it.
Just
it's great.
Just spoonfuls of white sugar coming out of that bowl.
Yep.
That's really interesting. So you were drinking coffee. Well, I remember you were reading the New York Times at like 3.
So you're brilliant, right?
No, he was young.
Yeah,
he was young.
He could read.
We covered that about 48 episodes.
<five. laughs>
How about you? When you started drinking coffee?
I did when I was 25. So
that's when you started drinking. You remember
that was
when you
I
started drinking
the
coffee?
The first
so
time
yesterday.
I ever started drinking coffee. No. sure, yeah. 5 years ago. I'm 30, everyone.
Oh, hey.
I'm in the 30 club.
Woo.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff.
So you've been drinking coffee for 5 years.
Yeah, I was working a night shift position. And so I started drinking coffee then, but I hated the flavor of it at first. So I would just take this like cinnamon roll. It's a cinnamon roll creamer.
Oh.
That was just, it just would taste like a straight up cinnamon bun.
Yeah.
It was really gross.
Yeah, it's dreadful.
But
that
I loved
dreadful.
It. I was like this beautiful, like sugary thing that I would have before my night shift. And it would keep me like wired, amped for the longest time. And then I eventually grew to hating that because that is gross.
No, it's disgusting.
And I just started drinking black, but then black coffee, I generated acid reflux.
Right.
30, you know? You guys know. So 30.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. As a reflux, so now I have to have oat milk or my like my tummy hurts.
I celebrated the 20th anniversary of my 30th birthday.
Oh,
about
nice.
6 months ago. So yeah, I know I got all.
Man,
I know
you,
all
you know 30 better than we know 30.
Well, this I don't know. It's been a long time.
I'm on my 10 month anniversary, I guess.
Oh, nice.
I started drinking black coffee. I started drinking black coffee in college.
Yeah.
And I the reason I made a conscious decision to not put cream in my coffee. And it was for the exact reason that you described about Wyoming.
Oh.
Is that I felt like that if I could judging just muscle you. Through it and figure this thing out. Because mm-hmm. when you're a kid, and I was like 18, right? 17, 18. I was like 17. I went to college. And I remember drinking coffee. I'd never drank coffee. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the cafeteria, got a cup of coffee. I was like, I'm going to drink some coffee. I remember the first time you taste it, it's like the first drag off a cigarette, which you probably guess not. But it's just, it's horrific. And then you grow to like it.
Mm. Yeah.
If it's straight up black, terrible coffee.
I think it's like a given that people...
But yeah, we got to move on.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll finish that story on another episode.
Black coffee makes you seem cooler.
That's right.
The cup, what I was trying to do it on.
The cup is empty on topic number two. Topic number three is Rhapsody in Blue.
Oh, this is my fault. This is entirely my fault.
What is Rhapsody in Blue? I have no idea what you're even talking
it's
about.
It's a Gershwin. George Gershwin is an American composer from the 20s, I think, who he was prolific. Rhapsody in Blue is probably his most famous piece, but he Americans in Paris and a couple other things. If you heard him, you'd go, oh, that's old
did
American.
He do the did he do Summertime?
Possibly.
Lifeline, do you know? Yeah, he thinks
who,
so.
Who right. was the person you were speaking to off camera there?
That's our crack production crew.
Oh, okay.
He goes by the name Corey Houck. Let's hear it for Corey. All right.
Corey's a musician here in Lancaster. Not just in Lancaster, but like in the central Pennsylvania. Anyway, we'll come back to Corey.
He moves around.
He moves around.
He goes.
He goes where the music is wanted.
Yeah.
But Rhapsody in Blue became United Airlines bought the rights to Rhapsody in Blue. I don't know when, long before I was alive. And the reason for this is in here is I was telling the story to someone. They said you should make this a topic. So, it's 2006, 2007. I'm in high school. I went to boarding school for high school. I'm on a campus. I like to study in the music building. I used to play violin growing up, so sometimes I just would go there just to like it just felt homey, and I love the building. I'm hearing this piano piece that someone's playing in the building. I'm like, I know that, and I'm like, I frantically try to find the person, but they're gone by the time. Like, I check all the pianos. This is before you could just like Shazam. So I literally spent like a year and a half YouTubing like famous piano. Like, I know this song. Like, I just like kept like, if I had free time, I would just try to figure out like you like piano famous classical.
Like what was that one song I heard that one day?
It took forever until I finally realized it must have been on like, maybe it was a commercial. So I literally did like, I think I did piano, classical piano commercial. And then United Airlines popped up, and it was the United Airlines Kaleidoscope commercial from the 90s talking about Chicago, the many array of flights to Chicago O'Hare. And it was that little earworm that got just lodged in my head somewhere, and I like it took me forever, but I found that damn song.
God bless the internet.
Yeah.
That's an unbelievable story.
Yeah.
Sometimes the brilliant. Topics take half the time to understand why there's even
like
a topic on here. But
that's why I just owned it, because it was just... So we could really turn this into, was there an earworm that we were just like, and it took you forever to like place it pre-Shazam, like, or even in the age of Shazam? Like,
so Anne, who I mentioned earlier and you questioned, Anne Kirby is the founder of the Candy Factory. That's a co-working and social club located right here in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Anne and I are partners, and Anne is, Anne the other day, we were sitting at the house, she had an earworm and couldn't figure out what it was and sang it. Do you ever have people do this to
you?
Oh,
yeah.
And it's just, there's no way you can, you know what I'm saying? She goes, na, 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 na. And I was like.
Like, na, 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 na. Ow. Is that it?
You might actually have it. I'm a better ear.
I think I know what she's talking about.
So what happened?
We're hearing different songs, I think.
Totally. So her son Georgie, who's just shy of 13, sent 21 Pilots, which if I don't know if you know who that is, that's a band.
Yeah. I know they exist.
That's where I'm at with it. And apparently, he was in the car and he was playing this song from this band, and she was like, "Oh, that sounds just like this old song."
Mm.
Mm. And he's like, what old song? And she's like, I can't think of the name of it. And she's like, it's da na 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 na. And she's like, it's like the same thing. And he's like, no, it's original. And they start arguing, apparently. But this is before I entered from stage left.
Yeah.
And because our whole life's like a Netflix series. So we're sitting in the living room, and I'm sitting in the living room, and they come in arguing.
Uh-huh.
And she starts going, what's that song? And I'm like, what the hell are you even talking about?
You're just like that original song from 21 Pilots.
Yeah, that song.
Of course.
And I'm like, what the hell's a 21 Pilot? Meanwhile, I was just laying there sleeping on my laptop.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
And so I says, look.
I says, you went
down.
Real Western PA real quick. Yeah. That's, I says,
you sit down. You look at me.
Woman.
I says to her,
look. I says, you sit down right here. No, so I go,
sit down, listen to me.
Sit down, listen. So I says, why don't you play me the track? Why don't you play me the song?
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I'll hear the same thing you're hearing,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe I'll hear it.
Yeah.
And then I'll know it better because I can't, what the hell you're humming doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she puts the song on and I immediately went, oh, Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash? And she was like,
oh, okay.
Da na na, da na 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 na. That's the song.
Bring, bring.
Yeah, you got it. Da na na na.
Oh.
Well, you gotta let me know.
That wow, you okay. That was yeah, right thanks. On. That was good.
That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
Oh.
I don't know the name of it. I'll figure it out.
Was it Rhapsody in Blue by George?
That's all that he's going to hear from here on out. I really want to know what the Rhapsody Blue song is now, or Rhapsody in Blue. I was in a high school band, I don't know. I feel like I should remember all of these things, but I don't. It sounds like more of an orchestral.
Yeah, it's definitely orchestral. That's a hefty piece for a high school band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way we did something like that. We were so bad.
Well, unfortunately or fortunately, topic number three has been shazammed. It's time to move on to topic number four.
Shazammed.
Favorite summertime activities. Favorite summertime activities.
Oh, this is fun. This is topic number four?
This is topic number... It's the fastest
Man, it's
25
going by
minutes.
Too fast.
Fastest 25
all
minutes.
Right, all
almost
right.
Over.
Okay.
Favorite summertime activity.
I loved mountain bike. And ideally, if there's a lake somewhere nearby, like hopping into the lake afterwards.
Okay.
Is the greatest feeling.
So ever. Those two things together.
Those two things together. But also, like, I don't know, just being in my backyard in the summertime, just all of summertime existence is great.
Everything about summer.
Yeah, but what I love summer, but I also have such a strong love-hate relationship with summer because of how pale I am. And so most of my memories of summer are just pure hell, but I try to crowd, like, shout.
Just burn
like,
and peel.
I just shroud it over with, like, good memories. I'm like, you know, I love being on my bike, being in the water.
Seeing my skin fluff off.
Yeah, but like the whole time my skin is just burning and being destroyed. It's awful.
Yeah.
Like, people say just put sunscreen on. It does not work, trust me. If you got skin like this, look, I bet you, like, you're like translucent. Like, I'm sometimes.
I am translucent.
If you just put, like, there are like, whenever a flash comes onto like a screen, like, whenever a flash is taken of me, like, my facial features disappear. Like, so it's like, I don't. Yeah, summer's not always kind to
me. But your teeth gleam.
My teeth are very clean.
Bing.
Yes, yeah. Damn. So. All right, what are your summertime activities?
Staying inside. Because I don't like the beach. I don't like the heat either.
Are you a beachy person?
No.
No.
Too much sand that
gets
stuck with you forever.
You know, that's where I'm at with the whole beach thing. Yeah. So I have this thing with the beach, and it's become this family thing where, like, everybody says, well, you hate the beach. I don't hate the beach. I'm gonna go on a record right now, and my daughter Ruby is gonna edit this podcast, and she's one of the culprits in this. Ruby, I don't hate the beach. Let me tell you what I hate.
Let me says to you something.
Here's what I says to her.
It's okay to hate the beach though.
No. But I gotta clarify this.
Okay.
But then he hates all ocean animals.
No. You're putting words in my mouth. Now hold on a second.
First,
here's where I'm at with the beach. Here's where I'm at with the beach.
Okay.
I actually really like the vibe of a beach town.
Okay,
good vibes. Yeah.
Like, it's not my top. Like, in terms of vacation destinations, cities are my favorite.
Yeah.
I will go to a city on vacation any day of the week. But As far as the going to the beach, I like the vibe of a beach, like a Rehoboth Beach,
yeah,
the beach town. I like that vibe. I think it's cool. I like to eat, like, you know, at outdoor dining on the boardwalk.
Mm.
That's cool. And I actually like walking on the beach. Mm. I actually enjoy like an evening, like the evening strolls on the beach. I'm all about that. What I don't like about the beach is this idea of getting up at like 9 a.m, packing a lunch, hauling all this shit down to the beach,
going
out there, lathering up in all of this cream, and then sitting there for 8 hours while sand literally infiltrates every crevice of my body.
You find it later. You're like, how is it still here? It's been 2 months.
Oh, and you can take multiple showers a day the entire time you're there, get back to Pennsylvania, and there's still New Jersey somewhere in a crevice.
New Jersey's everywhere.
Yeah. Yep. That's what.
Oh, and it gets in the car.
In the stuff.
Man,
that's what I don't like
I think
about
we're
it.
All just like hating on the beach. There's got to be like one person.
But going and hanging out in a beach town, I'm all about that.
I loved, like, one of my favorite places of all time is Santa Cruz, California.
That sounds delightful.
Beautiful.
Never been.
There's cliffs. Never been.
Oh.
The sunset.
That sounds gorgeous.
So that's amazing. One thing. That's one thing that the West Coast gets. We'll try that again. Oof. That's one thing that the West Coast gets that we don't get is the true like sunset on the beach.
Yeah, you're right.
Because like for us, we get sunrise. And like
I'm not about that.
I didn't think about it until I take the train a lot, if you haven't figured that out from listening from other episodes. And I didn't figure that out, like the whole beach, like why, like my West Coast friends loved sunset, like going to the beach later in the day. And I'm like, but this, like, in my head, I'm like, but the sun's gone. Like, you know, it's like it's behind you. You don't see it. I'm like, oh, that's right. They're on the other side of the country.
Sunsets in the west.
Go science.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
It's that.
I was in Mexico a couple years ago on the west coast of Mexico, and beautiful sunsets. And we weren't right on the ocean, but we were on like a bay, and it was gorgeous. I agree with you, though. I'm not about the sun. Like, I don't want to get up at 5 a.m. and go watch the sun come up. I'd rather just ease into the night.
I would rather have the
with
sunset.
A beautiful sunset.
I would.
I can appreciate that. The older I get, I kind of appreciate that kind of thing.
It's a lovely thing.
But I do like in this. I like the campfire stuff. So, you know, we have the fire pit out back.
Mm.
We have a great outdoor patio, and we like to entertain.
I forgot about campfire.
So having people over with the fire pits and that sort of thing, you know, and the candles and stuff. I love that stuff in the summer. I love
Beautiful.
To be outside in the evening in the summer.
Which has become more like key
Absolutely.
In these COVID times.
Absolutely.
Like having like the outdoor space to be able to do that sort of stuff.
And that's what you do, right? I mean, you know, during the COVID stuff, if you had a house, you were like, well, we're not going to go on vacation. Let's throw some money at the patio and let's get the porch fixed up and let's do this and that. And the other thing, and I really enjoy that. Like that's my favorite part of the summer.
That's a fair.
Yeah, just sitting outside in the evenings, having a beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Also, right after the rain, like at least if I'm down south, like
the smell.
Yeah, that smell of that summer rain, but right after it's done.
My friends, the leaves are changing colors. The leaves are changing colors on topic number four. It's time to move on to topic number four. The 2010s.
Ooh.
The 2010s.
That was a good decade.
The 2010s.
Yeah. We turned 20.
We turned 20, yeah.
20 in the 20, in the, on 10, in 10,
oh,
no,
20, yeah.
Well, 11. No, not in 11.
So that would have been our 20s.
Yeah.
Mm.
Talk to me about the
memory.
2010s.
Mm.
It was so long ago.
Technically, I guess.
Half a score. And
yeah.
Well, with COVID, it feels like, on one hand, it feels like it was three decades ago, and on the other hand, it was yesterday.
Yeah. It was the fastest decade in the history of podcasts.
Like, anytime I still think back to 2010... I think of it as like the year 2000. So whenever, you know what I mean? Like it's hard for me to, time is a weird construct to me.
Okay.
And so like we get to 2020 and it's still like, I think of like the year 2000 as like 5 years ago, even though I know it was 20 years ago, but that's a weird thing for me to decipher.
To wrap your head around,
does that make sense?
No, it totally makes
like,
sense.
It's like I was only 10 years old in the year 2000. Wait.
I
was 9 years old in the year 2000.
Yeah. We were nine.
Like we were nine. Yeah. When's your birthday?
March?
Yeah. Mine's in June.
Yeah.
Gemini.
No, I know what you're saying. And here's what always throws me off when I'm thinking about Y2K is this.
Y2K.
It's the amount of time before Y2K that is equivalent to the amount of time that has passed since. So hear me out.
Mm.
It is 1978.
Oh.
That's how far away we are in 2022.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So when you think about 1978 and the difference between 1978 and the year 2000, we are that far away from 2000 on the other side of it.
I don't like that.
It's mind-blowing.
I don't like that at all.
Well, I was 29 in the year 2000. Like, I was 29 when...
Yeah.
And...
we're older... we're older than you were then.
Yes.
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 So
you are
close.
Older than I was when the year... When
time is a weird thing, Diggs. We gotta... We gotta... He's a different age.
That's true.
Than we are now.
Wisdom.
But then.
Yeah. But then I was younger.
But then you're younger than we are now.
It's sort of like when the
because it's year 2022. You get it? All right. We're caught up.
It's like when they say that the star you're seeing actually died a billion years ago.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Poor stars.
Was it that long?
It's a
long amount of time. Yeah.
It's a long amount. The stars, like now, the star is already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we're just now seeing the light getting into our galaxy or whatever it is from that star. It's sort of like, I don't know why I brought that up and how I'm making that connection. Time, but it's kind of the same thing. It's like thinking about being younger, thinking about me being younger than you are now then.
Yes.
Man.
What the hell?
My mind is just blown. Yeah.
But totally. What were you doing in the 2010s? Where were you? Skipped to the two. No, but let's stick with the 2010s. What was happening?
Well, in the 2010s, let's see. I entered my 40s.
Hmm.
So that was a big, that was a pivotal time. I started a business. I quit my job. I'd always been an employee.
Hmm.
So I started a business at the beginning of that decade. That was a transitional decade for me.
Hmm.
That whole decade. Well, it was transitional for the entire world. I mean, a lot of crazy stuff went down starting around 2016.
Oh boy.
Things started getting a little weird.
That's the thing. I think of 2010 as like not like 2016 doesn't exist within that.
Oh, within the 2010s?
Yeah, for some reason 2010 lasts for like 2010 to 2015.
And that's it. And then it was dark.
It was just a weird time from here on out.
Dark, weird trip.
It's been like the 5 years was one decade.
You know, you're right. It kind of feels like we all just collectively dropped acid in 2015.
It's been a trip.
And then we're still, we're like Sid Barrett. We're still tripping.
Sorry, I totally interrupted you.
It's like Rip Van Winkle. Like we all just like sleepwalked through the last like 7 years.
That's right.
It makes sense.
But it was midlife for me. It was entering midlife. It was like entering that period of time where you start going, there's a mortality that comes with, there's a recognition of the inevitable in that frame of life, at least through my experience and what I gather from other people based on my consumption of pop culture over the last 50 years. It's like, there's this like period of time where you start to question, all right, I've done these things.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself in this position.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next half look like? And, you know, what of the things that I've done and the position that I found myself in worked?
Mm-hmm.
What didn't work? How's this going to shake out?
Well, at least you didn't end up in the shotgun shack.
Ooh.
Letting the day go by.
Oh, my, what is it?
No, you're gonna have to figure that one out.
No,
I was gonna. Wait,
you said it, and it was one of those moments where I recognize it, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
And now I'm. It's.
Well, I wanted to ask about was college in the cards? Were we colleging at that time?
Yeah.
Or not?
A little bit in between. I don't know how I managed, but I became an engineering manager at one point without a college degree. Yeah,
that's how it used to
work. Like they give you a test. They make sure you understand engineering. I was like, teaching people calculus. They're like, we got this. We can figure this out. But I partied, I guess, just like every other college student. I don't know. But not really. Like, I was still like the DD in most situations. You know.
We needed you.
'Cause I'm too scared.
Well, I'm sorry,
too
friends.
Drunk.
But the ball dropped on that decade. Oh. And you know what happened right after the 2010s?
Oh, don't say Dick Clark.
Not Dick Clark.
Oh, sorry.
What happened right after the 2010s?
This decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 months in, COVID times.
Indeed.
How does that, just like, what a bizarre concept.
Indeed.
What's
the 2020s are just off to such an insane start.
It's
like, 2010s, we were just like.
We had about 8 weeks.
Yeah.
We had about 8 weeks of normal, and then shit just hit the fan, and it's just, we're going to be on 5x5 episode, like, 4,058. We're going to be, it's going to be like the 2020s, and we're going to be like,
it's better than the 30s.
Yeah. We get to the 30s, we're like,
the 2020s were weird. Yeah.
Back in my day.
Did you know it was normal back in 2020? Man, things really felt normal then.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla Lang, pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here.
It was a real joy.
Isn't that the fastest 25 minutes in podcasting?
Yeah, that was so quick. It was insane.
Feels like it just started.
Yeah, this is my first and last podcast. This is amazing.
How do you know it's the last?
I'm kidding.
Because we're going to have you back.
I'm kidding. I loved it. No, I would love to come back. This was really fun. I like how sporadic this is. This is great.
We appreciate it.
I love it.
And we thank you, our listening and or viewing audience. Which camera are you pointing to?
I like that.
Thanks so much for checking out the 5x5 podcast. On whatever platform you're seeing us or hearing us on, do whatever it is you do when you're on the internet. Click the things that say you approve. Subscribe to let us keep in touch. Do all of those internet-y things.
Yeah, I was trying to do like comment, subscribe.
Oh.
But I got the S backwards.
Hand icons.
Yes.
I like it.
Is it backwards from the camera?
I don't know.
Always a pleasure to see you, my friend Diggs.
You too.
And we will catch you next time on 5. Bye.
The Candy Factory 5x5 podcast is produced at So Good Media Studio at The Candy Factory,
a co-working and social club located in downtown Lancaster, PA.
The show is hosted by Jason Mundock and Robert Diggs, with music by John Chin.
Yeah. He's a really cool guy. Find 5x5
at the Candy Factory website, coworkinginlancaster.com.